From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A day after North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, the UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks today. Korea Economic Institute scholar Troy Stangaron on whether the UN meeting might produce anything new.
I would expect there to be a statement from the council condemning the test, but I think it's unlikely that we see additional sanctions. Sanctions on North Korean missile tests tend to be related to things like their space launch, which are much more robust rockets than this.
North Korea fired the ballistic missile Sunday on a high projection into the Sea of Japan in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang that tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles in the past. UN Security General Antonio Guterres called the missile test, in his words, further troubling violation of the UN resolutions. President Trump hosts Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House for talks today that are expected to include the launch of a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs. Not on the public agenda, but it is likely to be discussed, are economic issues, including trade. Mr. Trump said he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Authorities in Pakistan are reported as saying a bomb exploded at a protest rally in Lahore Monday, killing 7 people and wounding at least 40 others. Pakistan police say the blast occurred when a man on a motorcycle rammed into the crowd of hundreds of pharmacists who were protesting against new amendments to a law governing drug sales. A Taliban faction has reportedly claimed responsibility for the attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In a report released Monday, Human Rights Watch accused Pakistan and the United Nations Refugee Agency of complicity in promoting unlawful and coerced repatriation of tens of thousands of Afghan refugees.
When you create conditions, as was the case in Pakistan, where people feel they have no choice but to leave, where their lives have become intolerable because of constant abuse, of being forced to pay bribes, threat of detention, threat of deportation, having their businesses raided, having their homes raided, and the rest of it, then you are, it's tantamount to forcing people across the border. And that is what Pakistan did, and that is why we say it's an unlawful, coerced return of refugees.
Human Rights Watch senior researcher Patricia Gossman. The White House remains defiant days after a federal appeals court kept in place a hold on President Trump's travel ban from 7 majority Muslim nations. VOA's Michael Bowman has our report.
The White House insists it will prevail. Federal law does grant the president broad authority to restrict the entry of foreign nationals to the United States. But constitutional guarantees of religious freedom and equal protection under the law come first, according to a state attorney general spearheading the ongoing legal challenge to Trump's travel ban. The White House could continue to defend the travel ban or attempt to write a new one tailored to withstand legal challenges.
But we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
The last 2 weeks have demonstrated Trump's determination to make good on a key campaign promise, as well as the judiciary's power to intervene. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly 200,000 people remained under evacuation orders Monday in the western U.S. state of California while authorities tried to repair erosion of an emergency spillway at the country's tallest dam to keep it from failing and unleashing uncontrolled floodwaters. Hear now from an emergency management official.
We're sending military police to assist with law enforcement in securing evacuated areas. And we're also going to be sending mass care and shelter units that can shelter either responders or displaced people.
Officials are trying to drop the dam's water level ahead of more storms forecast to hit the region on Wednesday. The dam holds back Lake Oroville, playing a role in both California's water and power systems. Adele's song Hello won the Song of the Year at the Grammys last night in Los Angeles. Chance the Rapper was named the Best Artist, and Beyoncé won the Grammy for the Best Urban Contemporary Album for Lemonade. And some of the excitement of the Grammys was tempered by the news of the death of singer Al Jarreau, a 7-time Grammy winner. Al Jarreau died Sunday in Los Angeles at the age of 76. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.